I love it when thousands of people join their hearts and voices together singing, "How Great Thou Art, How Great Thou Art." I remember when I first heard that song, it was somewhere around 1956, 1957. I was just a teenager, and I was visiting in the city of Chicago. I'm from Texas originally, but I was way up there in Chicago, the windy city there on Lake Michigan, and it was in the month of January, of all times, in the dead of winter, and I attended a conference where many, many people were gathered, assembled there that evening, and there was a Scandinavian tenor, either from Norway or Sweden, who sang, for the first time I have heard it, "Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art." And I was only about 17, 18 years old, but I thought at the time that that was the most beautiful song I've ever heard, and we have sung it many, many times since then. It is a song that magnifies the goodness and greatness of God, His omnipotence, how wonderful He is, how great He is, in the creation of His universe, in the beauty of His handiwork. And if He can do all that, don't you think He can take care of little old me and little old you if we would trust Him and call upon Him? But we have to trust Him. That this is how the Bible tells us that it works. Those who put their trust in the Lord are going to get answers. And those who call upon His name, many people don't call, and so they just sit high and dry and just shrivel up. But anybody who with faith in their heart will call upon the name of Jesus, they shall be saved. God will bless them. God will meet them. God will heal them. God will supply their every need. Lord, help us to call. Well, this is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions during the next 30 minutes. Thanks for tuning in. And indeed, count it a privilege to be able every day for a full half hour at the same time to share with you the beauty and majesty and loveliness and the genuineness and the reality that there is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Only trust Him, only trust Him. Only trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. For Jesus shed His precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. He offers now the crimson flood to wash us white as snow. Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in Him without delay, and you are fully blessed. And as we put our trust in Him, the Lord's going to meet our every need. Believest thou this? Oh, the devil will tell you otherwise. He whispers all kinds of negative stuff in your mind and heart if you listen to him. But don't listen to him. Listen to what thus saith the Lord. And just lift up your heart and your voice today and say, "Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord," just like poor blind Bartimaeus sitting by the wayside begging, and Jesus passed by, and when he found out it was the Lord, immediately he cried to him and said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And the Lord called for him, and he was healed. So Lord, just like blind Bartimaeus, we sit here by the wayside, and we cry out to you, and we say, "Here I am, Lord. I lift my heart, I lift my soul, all my affections to thee. May I be anointed with fresh oil. May the touch of Jesus touch my heart and soul and broken emotions and nerves and bring healing and wholeness to me. By your power, by your spirit, Lord, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Come. Make yourself real to each one of us in this time of devotion. First chapter of Mark, we read these words, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou made whole, be thou cleansed. You remember it was the leper who came and fell at Jesus' feet. I love that story. I've read it practically all my life, and anytime I reread it, it still brings a thrill, an excitement, a warmth to my heart. That poor fellow that was, he had just lost everything, had sunk to the depths of despair, and falls at Jesus' feet and cries out, Lord, if you want to, if you will, I know you can make me clean. And Jesus says, I do want to. He was moved with compassion, and he put forth his hand and touched him, and he was cleansed. The opening song of the program, do you remember what it was? He touched me. I loved that song from the first time I heard it many long years ago, written by Bill Gaither. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. May the Lord touch you today. If your heart is sad, if your head is confused, if you are discouraged, if you are struggling with negative emotions, if you feel all alone, if you seem to have more than you can bear, if you're sitting in darkness, if you're empty and dry, may the hand of Jesus touch you. But you know, he didn't have to touch anyone. He touched a lot of people. Those who were blind, he would lay his hands on them and say, "Be opened," and their eyes were opened. People who were deaf, he would touch their ears, "Be opened," and they could hear again. That dead son of the widow from Nain, as the casket passed by, Jesus stopped the procession and laid his hand on the casket and said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." But he didn't have to touch anybody. That was just one of the ways he did it. Sometimes he would just speak the word. He told them, "Take the stone away at Lazarus' grave." And when they did that, he stood there and he didn't touch anything. He just said with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And the Bible says, "And he that was dead came forth." Oh, praise God. So, whether Jesus reaches his hand out to you and touches you, literally, or if he just speaks the word and says, "Be thou made whole," it'll work. I think I just want to pray for you. And as I pray for you, you pray for me, would you? Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to lean our arms upon heaven's windowsill, gaze into the face of our Savior, and then with that vision in our heart, we determine to turn strong to meet our day. We want the touch of the Lord's hand upon us, or at least just speak your word and say, "Behold, be set free, be delivered. Lord, speak your word and it shall happen. For you spoke the worlds into existence. You just said it. You just said, let there be light. And suddenly there was a light. So Lord, just speak to us. That's sufficient. Just speak to our dried up hearts and souls and say, come forth. Be resurrected. Come alive. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we need you. We confess our need of God, our need of a Savior. A lot of people don't seem to think they need you, but Lord, we do. We need your touch. We need your love. We need your presence. And we want you. And we open our hearts to you today in Christ's name. Amen.
The whole world knows there's salvation through your name.
never ceases to amaze me when I read the book of Judges, how quickly the people forsook the Lord, God's people, His elect. Over and over it says, and they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who spoiled them. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because of their groanings by reason of them who oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, listen to this, and it came to pass when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings nor from their stubborn way. God raised up judges, Othniel, Ehud, Shamgar, Deborah, Gideon, Jephthah, Samson, and others. You read of the tragic story of Abimelech, the confused and mixed up theology of Micah, and the sordid account of Judges 19, which led to the near annihilation of the tribe of Benjamin, and all kinds of stories that happened because people got away from God. I counted 8 times where the phrase reoccurs that says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God. Do you know the same thing could happen to any one of us if we don't stay on our guard? You aren't exempt, and I'm not exempt. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. I believe that we are to take daily inventory of our hearts and know where we stand. Jesus said to those religious rulers, search the scriptures. See if you be in the faith. They are the ones who testify of me. Search the scriptures. And we need to search the scriptures, and we need to search our own hearts and take inventory. Am I living where God answers prayer? Am I living in communion and fellowship with my risen Lord? 2 Peter 3, verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So the things we read of in the book of Judges and how they forsook the Lord, and then they went through cycles. God would bless them, they would prosper, and then they would rebel, and then they would go into bondage, and then they would repent, and then the Lord would restore them and bless them, and then again they would prosper, and then they would rebel, and that resulted in bondage. And then they cried out to God in repentance, and the Lord would restore them and bless them. Then they would prosper, and then they would rebel. It happened over and over and over. I just wonder where we are in America right now. In a time of prosperity, when God is blessing us so much, do you know that affluence and prosperity is a scary thing? Because that's when people forget God. Has America forgotten God? A lot of things happening nowadays that's jarring our attention and making us to realize that nothing really matters apart from our living a life of holiness and godliness before God, and that God has to be in the center of everything. He has to be in our school system. He has to be in our government. He has to be in our community. He has to be in our lives. And if he isn't, our country will go down the tubes as much as and as well as any other country down through history. We are no exception. Israel was no exception. They were called the elect, the Lord's chosen people. But when they prospered and forgot God and left him, judgment came upon them, and so will it happen to us. Oh, I just pray that in the midst of our prosperity, in the midst of all of our affluence, that we will have an eye toward God and realize that everything that we have, every blessing that comes our way, it wasn't our expertise or smartness that brought it to us. It was the mercies of the Lord. Those mercies that are fresh and new every morning. And may we be quick to honor and acknowledge Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and bless His name and praise Him. Everything you've got, the Lord gave it to you. Even if you're a sinner, even if you could care less about the things of God, it is the Lord who gave you the strength to do what you did, who gave you the breath that you breathe. And do you know, in just a moment of time, He could remove all that from you and from me? We sure want to acknowledge the Lord and to praise Him and thank Him for His mercies that are new every morning. Oh, thank God for His faithfulness. Joy for me to be able to share this 30 minutes. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. Thanks so much for the listeners who help to support the programs to help make it all possible, because they are listener supported. Our mailing address again, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. Have a good day. May God's very best be yours. Walk with Him, love Him with all your heart, and there is no other way to live, is there? But you know that.